Last segment of the show. Gonna change it up. Pip tapped out. Was feeling a little ill, a little green under the weather. So we're not gonna do Ann Jackson tonight.
No.
Not gonna do that because it just wouldn't be the same without Pip Helix.
Right, exactly. We need the Pip Helix to do that.
I don't know if we need it, but we don't feel like doing it without her. But out of respect to our vomiting co-host. Right now, the horde is ye old vomitorium.
Yes, if she was on the air with us, her name would be Ralph. I thought it was funny.
Yes, you did.
And like saying Ralph.
Yes, you're a precious little snowflake. We have not caught up with you in your many antics in quite some time.
Because
traffic has been a biatch.
Yeah.
And you've been getting here later and later. And we haven't had time.
Yeah, I know. The traffic has been horrendous getting up here.
They don't care that you're Santa
No,
Claus.
And to decide on one of the roads, there's a drawbridge on one of the main roads. A drawbridge. And they decide to raise the drawbridge during rush hour.
You should have been like a Duke boy and just gone over it anyway.
I wish I was if I wasn't 3 miles behind it.
Well, that must have been like a big... You know what? Trump was probably steaming up last time he caused traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel. Hours of delay. Now he's doing it this way. He's the president-elect, baby. He can snarl traffic in the tri-state area wherever he likes.
Yeah, people... I think you told me, what do you think about Trump? Want to go to dinner? You know, and he snarled up the tunnel. He goes, "You know, it's a place in Jersey."
I don't think I brought it up.
He probably sat there. Are you hungry? I know a place in Jersey.
People were pissed.
Yeah,
because he did it on a Friday.
Yeah,
he's got to stop. He's got to stop. He's got to go to D.C. already. Go, go, Donald. Go.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an office set up for you. You're screwing up the tri-state area. People are coming in to see the stupid tree and the Rockettes as it is. You're making things difficult. I got to go to the city tomorrow, Donald. I don't want to deal with this nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've
oh,
already
yeah.
made me late to one gig, Donald.
Did he?
Yeah, he made me late to a party I was doing after I saw a show in the theater. I'm assuming it was him. I don't know.
Right. You're assuming it
I'm
was?
I'm assuming it was him.
There's Gavin. He's going to be late.
I had to go past Fifth Avenue, Midtown.
Yeah.
That's, you know, where one of the places he lives.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But you live in a place.
Yes.
That's not as magical as Mar-a-Lago.
No, it's not. And it's just getting very, very depressing.
So catch us up, because it's been some
time.
Well,
what happened was, back in late September, we had the house on the market since June. And I find this interesting, that in June, my home went up for sale. That same week, the Amityville Horror House went up for sale.
The real Amityville
Horror. The real Amityville Horror House on Long Island. So that week, Joseph Curry's house went up for sale. And the Amityville Horror House
went
up
for sale. Well, there's less tragedy there.
Right. Because I heard 3 weeks ago that the Amityville Horror House was sold.
But do you think maybe it was sold because it is historic?
I don't know. But a house that was filled with death, horror, and Satan.
I thought we were talking about the Amityville Horror House, not yours.
Well, okay.
I mean, your house has been filled with all those things. Yeah. Death, unfortunately. Horror ongoing. By your Facebook post, certainly Satan. So, I mean, one's just a movie. That's real life.
You want to know something? You know what's scary? And when you said death, I'm like, death? And it just hit me. Yeah, my father patted me on the head, went a mile down the road and committed suicide, and I came home one night and found my mother dead on the floor.
Yeah, I know this. That's
yeah.
why I said it.
A lot of pleasant memories. Yeah, it's been a horror.
It's been a house of horror.
It's been a Huntington Horror House.
At least the other one's been in the movies.
Yeah.
Yours is an unfamous house of horror.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, the house has been up for sale in June. Now, the problem is that the house was supposed to go, traditionally, what I found out, the house should go up for sale in January. That's actually when the market gets very hot. Basically, we went into 2016. Joanne was trying to go still to a lawyer. I finally convinced her around this time of year, last year, that we need to go to a mediator. We can't afford a lawyer. It's just going to cost us a fortune. We don't have the money. So we finally went to a mediator that she liked. We got separated. We had the separation on Groundhog's Day. You know, it was... Yeah, go figure.
The only way it could have been funnier was it was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I know.
So you're still not divorced.
But separated.
When does the divorce happen?
After a year, you can file for divorce.
So after a year of being separated.
Yeah, in New York State. in New York State. It's New York State law.
But you're still not really separated because you're a wall
away. We're separate.
Away.
We're legally separated.
Legally separated, even though you still are under the same roof.
Because the problem is Long Island is so expensive, and we're poor as church mice that we can't get separate places. We really need to, because, for example, she is up all night. Now, I have told her night after night after night, I need you to go to bed. I can't have you up because she's not working. She finally got a part-time job.
Yeah, what's she doing?
She's working for a beauty company, I think. I don't know. But
it's the interest that you take that makes you
sleep. I don't care. As long as I get my money on when I need it, that's all I care about.
Bet you hope she has a more than minimum wage-paying job.
I hope so. So, basically, we can't afford to move, you know, get separate places until this place is sold. So what she's been doing night after night after night is she's up all night running around doing God knows what, you know, and it's like living with Dracula, you know, and I've yelled at her because I sleep in my music room. It's me and 14 keyboards. I'm all in there, but my bed, I call it the coma bed because I set it up really nice. And you tie your shoes on the bed, you fall asleep. So I get a peaceful night's sleep in there. But if I have to go use the bathroom or something like that, I get a drink of water, all these lights are on. I've yelled at her so much, you've got to turn these lights off.
I think
off.
We've talked about it. I think the motivation is she knows it drives you crazy.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that it's she's killing us with the electric
she's
bill.
She's killing you. You're paying the bills.
No, well, she pays into it still. But it's like...
What's that, from her inheritance?
I don't know. But,
I mean, she's not working.
Yeah, I guess it is from her inheritance. But
and she's supposed to eventually get her own place.
Eventually, when we sell our place. So basically, the way it is that our house went up in June. And in September, we got interest from a group home for the disabled. And I was kind of against it, maybe for about 25 minutes. You know, because basically I was thinking about the neighbors, and there's only one neighbor that I'm still close with. She's been there forever, was a very good friend of my mom. You know, I don't know how she would take it. The rest of my neighbors, I could care if they were making an ISIS training camp out of the place. I don't care, you know. So
how do you grow up in a house and just be hated by everybody?
I'm not hated by well.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of pleasantness.
Well, all the old neighbors are gone. Maybe there's three original people that live in a block, and I'm like one of them.
All right.
You know? The new people, I never...
I bet new for you is like 15 years.
Try 20.
Yeah, okay. So that's not really new anymore.
Yeah, I don't really get along with people.
We're aware.
Yeah, but I just keep to my... I'll give you an example. It's like you're trying to be neighborly. I had my neighbors come to my... Two of my neighbors come to the door. I told this on the show, but I'll say it again. There's a tree. There's my two other neighbors, and we had a tree on our property lines. So the two neighbors knock on my door one day, and they go, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hi, can I help you?" "We're your two neighbors. We want to take the tree down. It's old, blah, blah, blah. And you're the third guy. Is that fine?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's fine. That's great." They come back 2 weeks later and go, "Okay, the guy's going to come take the tree. That's 200 each. 200 or what? To take the tree." That tree? I go, "It's in the woods. I used to be a lumberjack. I'll take it down now and do it for free." "Oh, no, 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 no. We'll pay for it." "All right, fine. Scram. Because I'm not paying for that. That's ridiculous."
"Yeah, but that doesn't sound horrible. They offered to pay for it."
"That's fine. But I'm not paying. It's extortion. They could have told me it was
going
to be 200.
Extortion. They offered to pay for it."
"Well, you know.
It's not extortion if they're paying for it."
"No, no. I don't like neighbors. I'm not neighborly."
"They didn't do anything wrong."
"No. You know what? Tell me it's going to be $200
they
then."
"They did. Before the guy cut down the tree. It's not like they cut down the tree and go, "Oh, by the way, you owe us $200.
"Well, I'm not going to get sucked into that. They kind of gave me a dirty look about it. I'm not paying it because they had me on. They put me on the spot."
"Yeah, and you said I'm not paying, and they go, "Okay, we'll pay for it."
"Yeah, fine."
"It's not extortion.
No,
they paid for it."
"To me, it's extortion.
You didn't pay for anything."
"I would cut the tree down for free."
"So why didn't you?"
They wouldn't let me. They said they wanted the guy to do it."
"All right, so that's their money. What are you upset about?"
"All right, fine. So,
you gonna boycott them now?"
"No, funny, but so." So yeah, then that's the thing I worry about when I move into a condo, because I'm not the most joyful person.
No, they
person.
Might have a homeowners association or something.
Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, there's going to be rules.
Yeah, I know.
That's not going to be your strength.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'll give you an example where I'm spoiled. Okay, I come home from a gig. I'll come home from our show. it's 12:30 at night. I'll take my stuff out of the car. I'll come home from a gig at 12:30 at night, unload gear and stuff like that. I can't do that in a condo.
Of course you can.
I don't know. You know what?
Because you can. You're coming in and out of your house.
Yeah, but you know, late at night, you gotta. Because if a late, you know, if some lady goes, "Excuse me, it was 1:30 last night. You were unloading equipment, whatever you were doing, and it woke us." I can't tell them to go to hell.
But if there's a homeowners association, they're going to ask you this: what do you do beforehand?
Yeah.
So they're going to know what you do. So you might get refused if you have keep late hours.
Yeah, but then I'll lie and get in.
Well,
you know.
I wasn't expecting you to be despicable right off the bat, but that's you.
Hey, well, yes, I know. You know, but so basically what the bottom line is that we did have the group home for the disabled. Now, there's all these steps that you have to go for the group home. Now, the thing about it is that they have to get an approval. The people that the real estate agent said they liked it. They have to get an approval from an official at the group home. Now, this is September. Group home, you know, so we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And the person that had to approve it, they had a death in the family, you know, and we had to wait. And what am I going to do? Go to the cemetery and ask them what's going on?
It's always a death in the family. Deaths are so inconvenient.
Yeah, I understood. So basically, they finally approve it. Yay. We got the approval on it. Now we have to wait for them to do an appraisal on the house. We settled on an amount because we had it. We gave them a figure and we settled on a figure. Now we have to wait for an appraisal, and it's taking forever. What's going on? It's a month, but the real estate agent is not getting back to my real estate agent, and now we're getting into October, and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. Finally, in the middle of November, they said we can go into contract without the appraisal. Our lawyer said they'll reword it. Fine, we move on. Now we're waiting to hear when they're going to get the contract through, and still they're not calling. Towards Thanksgiving, finally, I'm getting emails from my lawyer. Now I see the emails my lawyer is sending. I see the person from the association. I see the people that are from the bank. You know, all these people. And the thing that was good is we're waiting to get the proof. The deal is still on. They wrote the deal. Because my lawyer said, why is it taking over a month and a half to get this? We should get roll. This is the process it takes. They wrote the deal is still on. Now we're waiting for the contract. A week and a half ago, the contract, 2 weeks from Friday, the contract comes through. Contract is ready to sign. Thank God. Thank God. So I set a date. I set a date of last Friday, 3:00, to go sign the contract. That Thursday, I leave the day program, and I'm on the way out to see Joe's girl, and I get a phone message from Joanne. The deal is off. I'm like, why is the deal off? Well, apparently, they got the okay, because they have to get state funding to do this. Mm-hmm. They got state funding to buy the house, but they didn't get the state funding to do the renovations needed.
And because there's going to be a lot of renovations.
Yeah, because basically, one of the good things about this is that I wouldn't have had somebody coming in and going, we want new cabinets, we don't like the bathroom, everything was being probably ripped out because everything had to be ADA compliant. So it saved a lot of little schnitzel nonsense. All right. The deal fell through because they could not get the funding. And I don't know how to feel. I really.
That's upsetting. You had your hopes up. You were almost out. It was like.
I was almost out.
It was like you were going up for parole and you thought this would be the time. I've been on good behavior. I've done a good amount of time. I'm finally going to get pardoned by the warden. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get my parole. And then the parole board goes, yeah, we understand. Fuck it. You're going back to jail.
Right.
That's what it was like.
Right. And the thing about it is that there's a thing where if you bury St. Joseph in front of the for sale sign.
I don't know about St. Joseph. There's the other one I'd like to bury.
But they say you will sell their house. So
who says?
The Catholic Church.
Really? You believe everything they tell you?
Yeah. Well,
how's
almost.
That working out?
Well, but, you know, I've heard success stories. So what I did
but
is
you're not that religious.
I'm trying to get out of my house. I am.
They have all sorts of rules, like adultery. They have all sorts of rules.
Daddy, forgive him.
You are such a phony religious person. Picking and choosing, you creep you. Just come clean and go, you don't believe in any of this horse shit.
I believe in some of it.
Yeah, but God knows you don't really believe. That's why I pulled the rug out from under you.
Here's the deal. It's called faith. Faith, okay? And you have to believe. And in your heart, if you know you believe, you believe. So here's the deal.
You don't believe.
I believe. St. Joseph, if you pray to St. Joseph, St. Joseph will help you sell your house.
Yeah, but most houses sell eventually.
Yeah, but I don't have eventually. I'm running out of money.
I understand that.
I know.
But I mean, what type of bullshit powers is that?
Faith powers.
Faith powers?
Yeah.
How many St. Josephs were buried under the Amityville fucking horror house?
I don't know. But anyway, so I buried the little St. Joseph.
A bunch of horseshit this was.
You say the prayer to St. Joseph.
What's the prayer?
Dear St. Joseph, I know that you are, well, I don't know the whole prayer, but there's
you faithless. How do you not know the prayer?
Nobody knows prayers. That's why they
people
give you a
book. People believe no prayer.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
You've got to bring a book with you. That's why they had the book in church so you can look at the prayer.
They bring it for people like you who show up twice a year.
I don't know.
Not even.
At least I'm there, you know. But anyway.
At least you're there. But be at your house.
Yeah. But so, you know, you pray in front of the St. Joseph. And one of the things is St. Joseph, you have to bury him down to the ground, upside down.
Upside down?
Because in the prayer, it says, St. Joseph, I know that you are you're loving and all this, but my time is desperate, and I must have you face the darkness till the house is sold, and then I will...
When did they come up with this fecocta bullshit?
I don't know.
Has to be a new thing, because I can't imagine...
You're a Jew. What do you know about St. Joseph and houses?
Well, I know in the time of Jesus... I don't think, you know, out of all the things Jesus was worried about, I don't think he was worried about if you were going to sell your hut. I think this is a new trend. I think some real estate agent said, hey, I have a fucking idea. I know who's desperate people.
Catholic one.
Yeah. I'm going to open up a store.
Ties to a religious goods store.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's what you go. Listen, you're going to love this shit. Yeah. I'm going to convince my clients that they're going to sell that decrepit, falling apart, 2.5 baths, 3-bedroom bullshit home with no property. I don't know if it's.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. Asshole.
I don't know.
It's a nice house on an acre of land.
I'm not talking about. This is what they said. I'm getting all offensive.
Of course, it's where I fucking live for 50 years.
Yeah, live with your ex. You don't fucking defend her.
You know.
But I got these people are desperate. Here's what we're going to do, Bobby. You got all this religion. Nobody's buying crosses anymore. Everybody has a cross.
Yeah.
We're going to invent this guy, St. Joseph. It's a common name. It could have existed. Nobody really goes that deep into the Bible anyway.
No.
We're gonna invent this guy, St. Joseph, and I'm going to tell all my clients, you know where you can go? You could go to my nephew's store and buy yourself a St. Joseph statue. And if you bury him upside down, because that's what the priest would want. You get better access to the ass that way. You bury him upside down.
It's the Jew, Lord. It's the Jew.
I'm in the basement.
Lightning bolt goes this way here.
Don't come down to the basement. It's like a bunker. I don't do this show on the top floor for a reason. So you bury him. Listen, we know the house is going to sell eventually. It's probably not going to sell for the price they want. But they're going to believe this is good for my business. This is good for your business. Even God looks good on this one. Mm. This is what we're going to do. And they did it, and people like you bought into the bullshit.
But people have been selling houses pretty quick.
Not
that.
You.
I know. However.
You should be digging up in front of their house.
No, because faith, because this wasn't the right deal. So when I was in the city last week.
That's the great thing about faith and being God. Shit can be fucked up, but people, they go, well, you know, he knows best. St. Joseph's knows this wasn't the right deal. No, for your sanity, this was absolutely the right deal because it was the first deal.
Well, that was the fell through, and who knows what they were going to do. He dragged me through 3 months. Who knows what it was going to go on after that. So
he would have been out.
So anyway, I was in St. Patrick's Cathedral last week.
You weren't doing the Sam Adams challenge, I hope.
No.
Do they know who you're friends with?
Yeah.
They might not have welcomed you.
No, ixnay on it. Been in it and anything. So anyway, I go in and, you know, you have the big statues of the saints all over. And then I stop by St. Joseph. You know,
this is his job, is to fucking be a real estate agent? That's what he's a saint of? Saint of real estate?
No, he's Jesus' father, surrogate father.
Oh, it's that Joseph?
Yeah.
This is the best they could give Jesus' stepdad fucking real estate
Because he
agent?
Was a carpenter, and he taught Jesus how to build a house and stuff like that.
Yeah, but he didn't.
They had a truck. But anyway.
Did he have a fucking tacky yellow jacket?
No. But anyway, so I go.
This is a bunch of horse pucking.
So I go there and I kneel and I light a candle in front of St. Joseph, and it's like being at the home office, you know. And
what do you mean the home office.
Oh, you know, it's, I get the little remote Jesus, the remote St. Joseph I buried, but then you got the big St. Joseph statue.
Maybe he didn't want to be buried upside down.
Yeah, this guy, Franny bus stop compound.
You're on the radio, you know.
I understand that. Anyway.
What the fuck is that?
The bat signal at the compound. But anyway, so anyway.
Focus on one radio show at a time, will you?
Well, it came through. Anyway, so.
What, you're going to be on the compound?
No, but I, no, it's the compound gathering. So anyway, I light the candle and I say a prayer to St. Joseph. You know, you got to help me. I'm running out of money. I'm running out of this. And then I go to St.
Pray to the God of money.
No, I go to St. Jude, who was my mother's favorite saint.
Why? The Beatles?
No, but...
Why? What's St. Jude do?
I don't...
I know they have a kick-ass, children's hospital.
I forgot St. Jude's deal. You know, that was... You
Maybe
know.
That's why shit isn't working, because you don't believe.
I believe.
You believe when it's convenient.
No, I believe. No, I do believe. I do believe. I do believe.
But you don't know what your mother's favorite saint did.
It was... I think I like that. I don't know. I've My mom likes St. Jude. You don't argue with Nettie. Whatever Nettie says goes.
I'm not arguing with Nettie.
I'm arguing with Nettie now.
I'm arguing Nettie's son.
No. Argue with Nettie.
I bet Nettie knew what St. Jude did.
Of course she was Nettie. She knew everything. But
then why do you know nothing?
She knew everything. I mean,
so anyway, she left nothing to you.
So I lit a candle there. So the next day, the contract is ready to sign.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm almost out of here. And then, you know, then it was just a big letdown. But I still have faith that a better deal was coming. So basically,
the day after you light a candle for the big St. Jude and the big St. Joseph.
Yeah.
It fell through.
It went, but it didn't go through. So here's where faith comes in.
Well, maybe God's saying, I don't like you.
God, no, God likes me.
He might not be a favorite. I could see him not being disappointed.
Oh, believe me, I got some splaining to do when I get up there. You know, but...
got some splaining.
Yeah.
Like he's fucking talking in Ricky Ricardo's accent. Joseph, you got some splaining to do! And there you go, wah!
No, it's just going to be... It's going to be like traffic court. Curry! Here. All right, hold on. And you just wait while he looks down the list. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. All right. And it's eternity now. Eternity, you're waiting on eternity right now.
Well, that's how you know you're in hell, when you're just fucking waiting online. Maybe you think it's heaven, but the line is forever, so it's hell.
Well, yeah, well, who knows? But, you know, they might move you along, you know? So, you know, but, you know, while
we
he's looking down...
Until you buried him upside down.
No, it says in a prayer to do that.
Who wrote it?
Some religious person.
I forgot.
Yeah. So. So.
Where's Dave Harris?
No.
We need a Satanist here immediately.
But so the deal falls through. So I tell Joanne, all right, we have to get the house back up. Now the house, I've been running around. I'm you know, with everything I got going on. I got two bands. I got this show. You know, the play. Blah, blah, blah. So I got to get everything back in order. So I tell Joanne, we have to get everything back into, you know, shape. Oh, well, you've got a lot to do. I know what I've got to do, but you need to help. She sits there and does nothing all day.
You know what your mistake was?
Saying I do.
Well, there. That's true. But if you would have buried her upside down in front of the for sale sign, I think you'd be having better luck.
Let me tell you something. You know how short-tempered I am.
No. You're a darling. I mean, we just heard your, like, Santa Hell gigs and your intolerance for sweet, innocent children. What chance do the rest of us have?
Really? Really? You, those innocent kids, the way they go through my, they're going into my Santa bag. What's this? That's Kringle, my little doll. Can I play with him? Yeah, but don't go there. He runs off.
Because they're kids, you asshole.
Well, no, still. It's an elf. Can I be an elf? Yeah, sure, for a little while. Where'd the hat
That's go? Why you have to be this tall to go near Curry. He's not for youngsters.
Oh, no, I'm a very nice Santa Claus.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
I can tell.
I'm a very nice Santa Claus.
Yeah, you're a saint.
But,
Joseph.
So, my deal is, you know, you got Joanne is absolutely no help at all.
This we know.
And she has, you know, it's, and talk about faith. I told her, I go, I hope you have a plan where you're going to go after this. She goes,
well, you've certainly given her suggestions.
Yeah, and she goes, I have faith. and God will take care of me. Right. Okay, is the landlord going to call God?
Oh, wait a second. So it's good enough for you to have faith, but not good enough for her to have faith.
You know what? When it comes to paying a mortgage.
When it comes to selling the house, your biggest expense.
Well.
What type of See, this is what I mean. This is Hippocratic. Hypocritical. This is
apocryphal.
I didn't say I was a master of the English language. English upside down. This is hypocrisy. So you can fucking have
You can
all,
say hypocrisy? You can,
I just did.
Big
you
boy
have
now.
All, you have the faith that a saint and God are going to sell your house.
Yes.
But she's an asshole for thinking saint of the homeless and God are going to like provide for her. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's religion.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
No, you're like every other religion.
Because God understands what I'm going through.
God put you in that situation if you believe.
Well, then get me out.
He doesn't have to do that. Maybe he likes her better.
But he's God. Believe me. She probably drives God up the wall.
He created her. He knew exactly what he did. You guys said I do before him. He knew it. This is all part of his master plan if you're a believer. Yeah. don't you fucking mock God's master plan. How dare
My
you?
Master plan.
Yeah. No. Maybe it's your fate. Maybe it's your destiny to never get out. Maybe... Did you ever think about that? Maybe it's God's will. You can bury all the statues all you want upside down. God's pulling the strings, you son of a bitch. maybe you're a mouse and he's a cat, and he's just batting you around. Ever think of that?
Yes, I think of that all the time.
So why do you have faith then?
I guess you have sometimes all you have is faith.
No, you know what you get? You get yourself a Jewish real estate agent, and then you'll have a sale. Forget about the faith. You get Moshe Abramowitz. Over there.
My friend, aunt sister Dawn and her husband Patrick, unfortunately Patrick's mom passed away a couple of years ago, and they had the, they tell me, they go, you need the pit bull. And I'm like, who's the pit bull? Goes, the Russian woman that sold my mom's house.
Yes.
And the house is in Queens. I don't think it's a registered on the island, but she goes, the real estate agents came in and said, well, we can only get this amount for your house and blah, 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 blah. And then we call this woman and she goes, do not listen to them. I will sell the house.
See?
I got it for a decent amount.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what your guy likes the Russians. Embrace the Russians. That's your destiny.
Yeah.
You need to find the Russian pit bull.
Well, what the bottom line is, I'm telling my real estate agent, who's actually Joanne's cousin. And the reason.
Oh, like you don't think they're in cahoots.
Well, here's the deal. The reason number one, she is very good. And number two, she is very nice. And number three is that you need a Joanne whisperer. Okay? Joanne is stupid. Okay, and she's irrational. So
she said, "I do to you." I think we just confirmed everything.
Okay, point taken. So if I'm in a situation where we need to sell the house and this is the best price we're ever going to get, all right. If some stranger tells Joanne, "Well, we could get more," and I think you're on Joseph's side, blah blah blah, because I went through the same thing with the mediator with this stuff. All right, if her cousin is telling her that. She'll believe her cousin because it's her cousin. She's known her forever, the family. So that's another reason I have her.
I'm not saying get rid of this woman. I'm just saying that if I was desperate to get out, I don't know if it'd be faith. It'd be a markdown. I'm not saying you should do that yet. But I guarantee you, once you mark down the price, you're going to sell that thing, and the statue had nothing to do with it.
Well,
just economics.
What my whole thing is that, you know, the game plan is we want to be out by March, and we're going to be, you know, getting...
That's going to be tough to do.
Well, you know, not out by March. We want to have it sold by March, you know.
Be tough.
Well, as soon as it's when I'm running out of money, you know.
Well, so. How many more statues is it going to take? Like, how many do you bury?
You bury one.
What happens if you have like a really big house?
One will do it. The Holy Spirit covers a lot of land.
You're not curious to see if there's one buried in the Amityville? I mean, shouldn't there be, say, like in every house that's been resold, shouldn't there be a lot of buried St. Josephs around the country?
Depends. Yeah, I'm guessing. But you have to take the St. Joseph with you. You have to put when you sell the house. You dig up the St. Joseph, and you bring him with you, and you put him in a prominent place in your house to celebrate that he helped you out.
Really?
Yeah.
I should be a saint.
Really? And I should be Brad Pitt, stupid.
Well, you're stupid. You're not Brad Pitt. I mean, the whole thing about religion. I mean, when shit goes bad, it's not your fault. It's your, you know, it's okay. You got to believe. I got to do this.
Here's the deal with religion.
I am missing my calling.
Here's the deal with religion. Religion is something that, you know, it's faith. You got, and sometimes you, you know, it's like you go back to it.
So it's blowing dice when you're playing craps.
Yeah, but still, you know, it's a faith thing. It's faith, 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 faith.
So
faith,
if this
faith.
House doesn't sell, is it St. Joseph's fault? What happens? Say we're here a year later, God forbid, if he's up there, and the house does not sell, and you're still with Joanne. Do you still believe in St. Joseph? Is this still all part of his plan?
It's
a legitimate question.
Pain is, yeah, because maybe there's a plan to it.
Okay, so it's good to be a saint.
Yeah.
You can get away with murder as a saint. Next time you're pissed off at me, remember I'm a saint.
You're far from a saint.
How do you know? You weren't there with
you me. You ain't a saint. Where the hell are you a saint? You're Jewish. You can't be a saint.
Of course I can.
There's no Jewish
Joseph
saints.
Was Jewish?
Really?
Yeah, because there was no other, there was no fucking Catholicism.
But after Jesus came back 3 days later and said, I'm back, it changed everything.
Yeah, but no, Joseph didn't convert. He was already out of the picture.
Yeah, but still.
He was a Jew, you moron.
But still, he made saints that it was all Jews back then. It took the
yes,
new guys
it
to
was
change
all
everything.
Jews back
but
then.
But then he became a saint.
He became a saint.
You have to be Catholic to become a saint.
No, you don't. You just got to be around when they're naming bullshit.
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
If we were old, and at
you
that time,
who was going to pray to you?
Lots of people.
Really? Who? I got comics that want shows.
Well, there's one. I could be the saint.
Saint stupid.
That's you.
What would you be the patron saint of?
Maybe comedy bookings. It's not a bad idea.
I'm the patron of comedy.
There you go.
It's the devil.
Listen, in our line of work, maybe, you know, people bury little images of me. I know you like that.
I like to build a real image.
I'm sure you would. Maybe they get, maybe somebody buries a picture of me. They take a picture of me. They bury it in their cactus in their one bedroom studio apartment in Manhattan. And next thing you know, the phone rings and they got 6 weeks of road gigs. All of a sudden, it's because they buried a picture.
Oh,
of
I got a bone to pick with you in regards to pictures. Okay.
Pictures?
The Casabianca gig.
Yeah.
All right. I looked at it just to check the location, and they had. Did you put the headshots in there?
I just gave them what I got on the computer.
Well, you give them a computer. Everybody's headshot is in color except mine. You have my black and white headshot.
You look younger.
But still, I wouldn't be upset now. But there are color headshots of me. Why wouldn't you use them? Especially when you were there
it's
the day they were taken.
Not on my computer. I'm not fucking looking.
But we were there. We all took them
but
together.
But I didn't have that computer at the time. I didn't have that.
They were done here, right here.
Is the money I'm paying you in green? That's the only fucking color you need to worry about. Just fucking show up, eat the fucking buffet.
I would understand if it was some kind of a new one. But the headshots you took here.
It's not a slight. It's what's on the computer. If it's on, and if I don't have it, then I go online and I do Google images. And if I find a color one of somebody, I use that. Here's the thing.
I have to send you headshots that were taken here with the photographer that you booked for us to take the headshots.
Here's how you should look at it. Here's how you should look at it. I've been putting money in your pocket for so many years, for so long. That I have the old pictures of you. Because I've instilled so much faith in you, and I've helped you pay so many bills. That's how you should look at it. It's a compliment that I've continued to book you. That's how you should look at it. And feel free to bury the pictures wherever you like.
Bury you on that. Holy cow.
So don't do the fucking gig.
No, I'll do the gig. I just find it interesting that
you have a lot of free time. Yeah, this is the right being worried about nonsense. This is what you worry about. Why don't you worry about that fucking statue who has a dandelion growing between his legs? Why don't you worry about that shit? Because shit ain't working. He's frozen right there, and he ain't selling dick.
I'm just saying, it just seems odd that of all people...
You're lucky I gave him a headshot. Yeah. It's just what I have on the computer. That's really the way it is.
Oh, you stink.
That's what I have on the computer. Right. That's my... third computer I'm right. doing this with. The first one's the PC over there. Second one's the one we're doing the show with. That's the third one. That's what I have on.
Well, thank you for the whole tour.
You needed justification. Your little feelings were hurt.
Ditty and witty on that, yeah. Have you ever done a gig where there's a headshot and you're like, where did they get this one from?
Bristol Comedy Works, they do that a lot.
Really?
Because he likes to take his own fucking pictures. For the longest time, he had a picture of me from the tour of Iraq
right.
that I did, except it wasn't me. It was one of the sergeants who I was in the helicopter with. For the longest time, that was the picture. So,
oh, that...
Catch a Rising Star has done that too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I want this picture, and they'll fucking snap a picture of you when you're not really prepared to take a picture. But for the most part, no.
Yeah.
The clubs always use the smiling one. I mean, when I get to pick, I like to use the serious one.
Because it's funny, because like there was an old saying, somebody was saying, they goes, make sure you put, you know, anything you put on the internet, all your publicity stuff, is what you want on there, because you'll be surprised sometimes.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's like, I've gone to gigs on the road, I'm like, where in the hell did I didn't remember being there?
Listen, as long as it's not a dick pic, you're ahead of the game.
That's true.
Just be happy with that.
Yay.
All right, so hopefully St. Joseph will work out for you.
Yes, hopefully.
Because you've got the faith.
I don't have the cash. That's the problem. I do have the faith.
Well, that's good. You going to go to church on Sunday? And it's Christmas Day. You going to go midnight mass?
No, I'm going to be in the middle of Jersey somewhere.
Making money instead of thanking God?
No, trying to pay my car insurance.
You gotta have
that's
faith,
due.
Joe. You don't have to. No. It's the Lord's Day. You got to have faith.
All right, when I'm calling from the house, I don't have insurance.
Bury an Alexander Hamilton in the front yard. and more money will rise from it. That's what you need to do. A little faith.
Right.
Eve, little faith. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to church on Sunday?
I might go to church.
Look, I might swing by like it's your fucking aunt.
Well, I have to go to the cemeteries and put the wreath on my grandmother's grave and my mother's grave.
That's
my
very
parents'
nice.
Grave, you know.
You know where your dad's buried?
Yeah, with my mom.
So you put a wreath there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to go to church if you're a believer. I mean, this is the big day.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't think you do. You're very casual about this. I think you got to swing by.
Yeah.
You'll put a little money in the pot.
Now with Hanukkah.
Not a big holiday.
Huh?
It's not a big holiday.
Really? All right.
But
you're talking about religion. Now, you're not very religious.
You're being generous.
I've always found it astounding. Now, and your parents, how do your parents feel about that?
Listen, I'm not a fucking killer. They're up. I mean, all in all, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I rebelled. I saw the bullshit. I've talked about the bullshit on this show.
I understand.
Let's be
honest. Is that the way you explained it to your mother?
They know. I mean, listen. Listen, I mean, I was going to Orthodox temple, shul, if you will, back in the day with long hair, a baseball cap, and sneakers. I was already doing my own thing.
Mm.
You know, I was faking it back then. I never bought into this. Although, there, over there, I found my first grade report card, which was the one year I went to yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I was actually doing all right in it. So.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you wonder, like if you had another sibling, maybe a sister. Well, hopefully the sister will embrace the religion or the brother. But no, you're all they got.
That's it. They crapped out.
You're all they got. Hey.
But I'm a good person. I gave him a grandchild. I've fucking done my thing.
I like the way I fucking done.
What do you want?
Like you're in front of Tony Soprano.
Yeah,
I did my fucking thing, Tony.
I don't fucking mooch off of them.
Okay.
You know, I'm on my own. I got my own career. I got a lovely wife. I gave them a good grandkid. I've never been arrested. I don't do drugs. What do you fucking want?
For a Jewish mother, religion. It's still not enough.
My dad's more religious than my mom.
Okay.
But right. Yeah, listen, he when I was a kid, he used to knock on the door to go to temple on Saturday mornings, and I fucking played dead.
Right.
I pretended like I was the heaviest sleeper because I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Hmm.
Listen, there's a God, there's not a God. That's your business. It's not my business.
Right.
But, yeah, they're fine with it. I'm sure, listen, they're still like, well, don't tell such and such, like other members of the family, because I'm the only one like me.
Right. I'm the only one like me.
No. But,
that should be your next CD.
Like, well, <it's not bad. laughs> And this is the only CD. No, like if we're going to see certain members of the family, we'll go to my wife. My mom will go, you know, you have to wear a dress down to your ankles. And I go, I don't. And my wife's like, no, really? I'm like, I don't fucking care what you wear. Wear whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit because it's their problem. It's not my problem.
Right.
I'm very comfortable in my skin when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I see all the bullshit. I see what it is. I see the double standards. I see all the creepy things religious people do.
Right.
You know, the rabbis and the priests. You know, I see all the horrible things they do, and I don't do any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They should pray to me.
Yeah.
I'm more godly than them. I'm a good person.
You know what? Considering that rabbi story with your daughter, with the
and
whole
he's
thing,
just one.
You know, yeah. Like I told you, I wanted to go. My whole thing with religion is, my neighbor went to church, and I wanted to go, and my mom. always had her issues with the Catholic Church. Like you said, when I was baptized, I was baptized later than I should have been. Because there was one day, the decided my parents, my grandparents said, you know, we should get Joseph baptized. So they go to the church and stuff like, and this is back in the old stone cold Catholic church days, and
stone cold, what, like Steve Austin?
Just
you walk in and glass shatters.
The priests were like very tough and stern back then, and stuff.
It sounds very warm and embracing.
Yeah, well, that's the church. So. They go into my baptism, you know, the get me baptized, and they're there ready to baptize me. And the priest starts going, oh, you Italians, you feel like you can bend all the rules of the church and blah, 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 blah. And my mom got so offended that she handed me off to my aunt and she walked out. My mom walked out of my own baptismal. My own baptism.
I like the fact that your mom just passes you up. Fuck this, I'm out of here.
That's what he says.
I can't. I won't. Fucking take you.
Nettie hold ass. Yeah, so.
Fucking leave you behind. Yeah. Now you're somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Nettie couldn't fucking stand your nonsense either.
That wasn't my idea. I'm just sitting there in my diapers going, where are we going?
That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, so.
Being a godly man does not make you a good man.
But the thing about it is that, look, I have my issues with the church, too. I mean. When then my neighbor went to church, so I started to go to church, and I asked my mom if I could go to church. So she kind of went back to church. Now, when I went to get my communion, you go into the CCD class to get your communion and stuff like that, and I was past a certain age. Now, the parish could care less. I was past a certain age. Okay? It took my neighbor across the street, who was part of the church office, to speak to Father Keyes to get me into the program. The church should have put me right in. It shouldn't have taken my neighbor across the street to speak to Father Keyes about it.
Well, apparently your neighbor has more power than a man of God. But that's what tells you. It's just a fucking click. It's fine. If people want to believe it, listen, my dad believes.
Yeah.
He's a believer. My mom believes. I snicker. It's hard not to do it in front of them, but I sometimes slip my fucking lip. Like, you believe this horseshit? That's good. As long as you're happy.
Yeah.
But you have your own experiences. It's horseshit.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
Like I said, there's things I believe, there's things I don't believe.
Listen.
And one of the things I have is faith, because I believe that after you die, you do go somewhere. I believe your spirit leaves your body. You ever see, when you go to a funeral, you see the body in the casket. And,
not the Jews.
Okay, that's true. That's true. And you see the body in the case, and you just feel that something has left the body.
Yeah,
it's just
life.
An empty vessel. Yeah, and believe me, there's been a lot of death lately, and you know, or a lot of death, a lot of fighting disease. I lost a coworker at the day program a couple of weeks ago, died from kidney cancer. Really nice lady. I cried like a baby in front of the casket. She was like, you know, a really sweet lady. Mm-hmm. And also, my boss lost his wife last week due to cancer.
I'm sorry.
Joanne's sister, we've been at odds a few times, but Joanne brought her over the house a couple of weeks ago. I hugged her and cried like a baby again. You get to a point in your life where you start to see, you know, when you were a kid, when grandma's friend died, or when grandma passed away, or your old aunt passed away. They were old. When now you realize friends, acquaintances are passing away, and you start to look at life differently. And
you talked about this on the first portion of the show.
Oh, did you?
A little bit about this.
See,
you?
Faith. So you just
faith that the fucking drawbridge was going to be up and you were going to be late?
No. So, but you start to look at things a different way as an afterlife. And the whole thing about it, it's faith. Faith that there will be something at the other end.
You fucking start to look at things like that because you need to make it okay for yourself.
But you're right. You need to soothe yourself, because the other alternative is to sit in a box and it's all over. Everything. Everything. This whole planet. Everything is over.
No, that's not the only alternative. The other alternative goes, listen, I don't know, but I'm going to live a good life. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I want to treat people well. I'm going to live for the now.
And the amazing thing is that's pretty much the basics of the Ten Commandments, and how organized religion gets away from that. You know, it just totally tears it away. I do have the faith. I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do believe in saints. What I don't believe in is sometimes the hypocrisy and the bureaucracy of the organized religion. And that's one of the things I don't believe in. But You know, there was an interview with, I forgot the gentleman's name, but he is a representative of the Catholic Church. And they asked him about all the negativity going on with the church, the child abuse and, you know, and all the things that go on.
Sounds like a light interview.
Yeah, but he didn't deny any of that. But what he did say is, he goes, you have to look at the basics of the church. And yes, we have to deal with it, but you do have to deal with the basics, and you deal with the basics. Am I a good Catholic? No, I'm far from it. I try to be the best person I can. I try to go through life trying to be the best person I can. Am I the best person I can? Sometimes no, but I tried.
Why do you need heaven for that?
Because basically, I don't want to just rot in the ground.
I'm unsure, and I'm a good person. I don't need heaven for that. I just want to treat people nice. I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah, I know, but basically, that's the basis of that.
So you need, for you, it's motivation to be good.
It's motivation to be, you know, and to believe. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with motivation to be good?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, I don't need that motivation to be good. I just don't want to be a dick. That's my motivation.
Well, what do you believe happens at the end?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're not curious?
Well, sure, I'd like to know, but I don't expect anybody to fucking turn to page 68 and tell me now.
No, we're not asking you to turn to page 68. We're asking you, well, I'm asking you what, like, where, me and my laptop want to know answers. But I'm curious, what do you feel is at the end? Do you feel there's something at the end? Regardless of what your position is on organized religion, what do you feel is at the end?
Probably not, but hope there is. You know, like, it's nice to think that loved ones that have passed, grandparents, aunts, cats. Fish, whatever you. It's nice to think that they're up there.
Yeah,
not really convinced that there is.
You get to a point though that you do sometimes. You know, sometimes religion could be a crutch. You know, but still, it's. I'll give
well,
you.
It was developed to create.
I actually said a prayer. I actually said a prayer when I was at my parents' grave back in October. My mom's birthday. I stopped by the gravesite, and I asked my parents to go visit Joanne's parents. honest to God, no pun intended, to visit Joanne's parents and have a sit down and explain to them what the house meant to them and me, and to explain to them I'm not a bad, evil person, but I'm entitled to what I am.
You're the fucking deceased, not negotiators. What's wrong with you?
Take any port in a storm.
Oh, my God. Okay. Listen, it's nice to believe. It's good to believe. But when you start to get to burying fucking statues upside down, shit gets a little hokey. That's all I'm saying. Everybody's got their own thing.
Can't hurt. What am I disturbing? Who am I hurting?
I don't know. Maybe the grass seeds. I don't fucking know.
No.
I don't know. Listen, that's fine. You know, you believe it. That's cool. I'm happy for it. But I just think it's a comforting thing. And I think as you get older, you need that comfort.
Yes. I'm not going to deny that. Of course.
I'm not there yet.
You know, no, you're not going to be. You're probably not going to be there. Probably
I'm dead. And then I go, I should have prayed. As the fucking worms are eating me, go, fuck, I didn't know there was another option. Well, yeah. This sucks a bag of dicks.
But still, you know, it's called faith. Yeah, and as you get older, and I'm 10 years older than you, you get to a point right now where you start seeing friends.
Oh, I think about death more than I used to.
As you get older, it affects you. Of course, death affects you. It's the end. But when you see people,
it's a game changer.
When you see people close to you or acquaintances pass away, I think it hits you
want to believe that you're going to see them again. Because dealing with the fact that they are gone and nothing but a memory fucking hurts.
Yeah, and with my coworker, I had a very, very hard time with it.
But think about how crowded heaven would be. I mean, something's got to give.
Heaven's probably spacious. My thing about heaven is this, okay? It's always clouds, and they never show, like, and there's a field and there's a lamb. You know, do you wander around a pasture all eternity? I don't see a house. Well, maybe God's house, but, you know, I don't know if you live with God. Like,
you see a fucking throne.
Well, a throne, yeah, but, you know, it's like, is there a house? What do you do?
Whatever you want. It's heaven.
Oh, I guess.
But then the question is, if that's your vision of heaven, what about the suicide bomber? Because, you know, he believes he's righteous and everything, and who are we to judge if he's
righteous? He dreams of a pad with a bunch of virgins.
Right, what I'm saying. Maybe when you're wandering around trying to find your house, you see a guy banging 72 virgins. It's possible. Then all of a sudden you go, shit, I should have been that religion.
I'm in a wrong heaven. I'm in the enemy's heaven.
But he's not the enemy because he's in heaven.
I'm in the enemy's heaven here.
You're wandering around. You meet mom and dad again, which is nice. But Nettie starts to fucking critique because that's what Nettie does. And you're going to listen because you're respectful. That's mom. And you go, well, this doesn't. She's picking me apart. And then you look out of the side of your eye and out of the peripheral vision, there's Ahmad banging 72 virgins. It's fucking heaven. All of a sudden it looks like his deal's a better deal.
Now, here's the thing. There was one time Joanne goes, told me, she goes, I'm going to go to heaven, and you're going to go to hell, and you'll never see. I go, listen to me. I go, if I wind up in heaven, it's going to be you and Nettie, and you're going to sit there and go, he never listened on earth. Well, he never listens now. Blah, blah, blah,
that's
blah,
their
blah,
heaven.
Blah, 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 I'm getting the hell out of here.
But see, now imagine if that's their heaven, but your hell. Who wins?
Well, it depends what God has in mind. See, that's the magic of God. God decides, all right, stupid's going to come up here thinking he's going to heaven, but not he's going
to heaven. But if you were a good Catholic, then you should have the heaven you want. But if the heaven you want conflicts with, say, Nettie and Joanne, and they were good, and their religion, now you got an issue. Now you got to start dividing souls. It gets complicated.
Well, and that's the that's what you call faith, and that's what you call the majesty of heaven.
Or I could just believe, I don't fucking know, I'm going to have fun here. What I'm doing.
Just try to do the right thing, you know?
You're trying to do the right thing for the afterlife. I'm trying to do the right thing not to be an asshole.
No, you don't. I'm trying to do the right thing to do the right thing. If you're doing the right thing, regardless of what the end game is, you're doing the right thing.
Sure. It's a difference between external motivation and internal motivation.
But if the motivation is a good motivation, in the end, what's the problem?
As long as you get to the same place.
Now, here's the deal. You got to find out what kind of head, because, you know, God thinks in a certain way.
Not really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you know this.
So you got to read your Bible. So you go up there, you know.
Yes, go on.
You know, and you go up there. Now, God will go, you've been a good guy. However, it was just to get to this place. Okay?
So it's a video game. There's
you
levels.
Didn't do it to do a good, you know, you really, you know, you didn't do it to be a good guy. You just got, you know, you got to go, you know, you just did it to get to here. So what happens now? Well, I'm going to send you to purgatory, but purgatory doesn't exist anymore. Oh, that's right. Well, I'm going to send you there anyway. You know, and it's going to be what? You ever hear of purgatory?
It's hell, isn't it?
No, it's between. It's the waiting room between heaven.
Every waiting room is hell.
But what happened was the Catholic Church decided there's no more purgatory. So where do you go now? It's like being I don't know, but it's like being in Penn Station at rush hour. Where do you go now? Your train's canceled. Where are you going to go?
Sounds like hell.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the twist.
That's the bullshit of it all. Oh, we decided we don't need no fangled purgatory. You know, 3,000 years, these guys say, you know what? Purgatory's back. It's open for business.
I hope so, that people are going to be rushing like when your train comes. You never go to the island. Your train comes in at track 16. Everybody runs. That's what's going to happen. Purgatory's back. Everybody runs.
I should have been a holy scholar.
Ugh.
Yeah, I could have saved
should have been a hole.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells.
Well, there you go. We've certainly done more than enough. That was a very interesting cut from fucking selling your house to biblical, to theocracy. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and in hand-to-hand combat and attack by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. And Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, Christmas party if there's still time, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on February 10th, Brad Lowry. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-5100. You can even go to their website, francescosrestaurant.com. Don't forget to make your reservations for the next comedy show, which I don't have a date for yet, so don't fucking reserve. Well, what do you want? I don't do this, Reed.
but you're the boss.
Yeah, but I didn't know how
I think
turned
out. You're going to have to sit and have a word with yourself after the show.
Let me straighten
yourself out.
Let me take care of vomitosis before I deal with one crisis at a time. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza Restaurant is the place to go when you want manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Ave in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's. Side Splitting Productions, all your holiday needs. You want a grouchy Santa Claus? We got him. We promise he won't be grouchy. We'll tame him. We'll tranquilize him. Do whatever we got to do to make stupid play nice. If not, we'll send over a nicer one.
I'm an entertainer. When the light goes on, I dance, all right? I'll be fine.
Dance, monkey, dance. All your comedian needs. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. Joe, just doing Christmas stuff, right?
Yes.
Wednesday, I will be at Broadway Comedy Club in New York, on the 11 p.m. show. 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Broadway Comedy Club, 11 p.m. show. I'll be closing out that little jam. So, everybody, thank you guys for hanging out. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa. Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes. One thing I'd like to say before I go, thank you to everybody in the chat. Basically, with Pip being sick, she was only able to do it a certain amount. I was able to get in and say hello to everybody, but then I got involved with the conversation with Davin. But thank you so much for being
in. Is there anything that we need to draw attention to immediately in the chat?
Not that I could see, because okay. I lost internet connection. So I just want to apologize. We always love you guys being in there. Tommy, hope you feel better and have a great holiday. And Lisa, have a great holiday as well. And whoever was in there that I didn't see, Joe's girl.
Anybody else?
You
got a
later.
Message for Joe's girl you want to share?
No, I'll talk to her later.
Keep it warm, honey. I'm coming to the Motel 6. Oh, for the love of God. Because he would approve. It's like a buffet, baby. You pick and choose what you want. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you guys in the chat. I guess we'll do this again next week. Hopefully Pip will be back.
Yes.
We want Pip to feel better. So, but until then, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please.